Welcome back to Motherlode Views. I'm BJ Hansen, your host. This weekend, we're joined in studio by Craig Pedro, Tuolumne County Administrator, and John Gray, who is a new chair of the Board of Supervisors for 2018, talking about a wide range of items related to county government. Supervisor Gray, next thing I want to ask you about is cannabis, the issue of marijuana that's been discussed at recent meetings. Some decisions have been made, and I know others are still on the horizon. Can you give us a little bit of a synopsis as to where marijuana stands right now?
Last Board of Supervisors meeting, we did pass a personal use grow ordinance. Essentially, what that means is that if you have a resident on your property, you can grow 6 plants inside. If you have an acreage that's zoned ag, A10 or above, and it has 2 residents on that property, you can grow 12 plants. One thing that we've been struggling with, I think, as a board and me personally, is that people out there do not understand that marijuana is legal. It's been passed by the voters of California. There's a lot of fallout from that passage, just the sheer cost of managing the legal aspect. We anticipate spending in the neighborhood of $400,000 next year, and that has nothing to do with commercial grow or manufacturing. So it's costly. It's something that was given to us, and it's like some of the other issues that you don't plan for. We have to manage it. Our next look at marijuana will be the commercial aspect of it. I'm not sure where we're going to go with that, but we do have staff working on some possible ordinance, and then also we have hired consultants. So there's a lot of unknowns, and like with any problem, I think we'll work it. We'll come to a conclusion and an answer to it.
Craig Pedro, next thing I want to ask to you is in regards to the budget. A new budget has to be approved before July 1st. Looking ahead, I know at a recent meeting there was a projected deficit for that budget. You know, what is taking place right now, you know, looking to fill that deficit?
Yeah, well, we came up, and this is not a hard number yet, but a rough ballpark was around $4.2 million is what we were looking at. I'm confident it will be less than that, you know, before we have to start talking about some difficult issues of how to bring it into balance. But in doing so, we're going to be working with the Finance Committee to talk about strategies of how to close that gap and come back to the full board with a suite of alternatives for consideration, and hope to do that in early April. But some of the things we'll be looking at, you know, we've talked about economic development. You know, growing the economy is the way to go. It's healthy for everybody. It helps the individual on the street. It helps the business owners, and it also brings more money into your local government coffers, and that helps pay for everything. And it's just a good, healthy way to go. And I'm sure that'll be encouraged and supported 100%. But there's a lot of things that that we haven't been able to get back and address yet, even on expenses that we really haven't plugged in here yet. Our facilities, going through the Great Recession, it wasn't unique to Tuolumne County government. Some of our that stuff had slipped, and we need to pay more attention to that. You know, John and I both talked about staff capacity. We went from a thousand permanent employees down to around 600, you know, employees today. In fairness, a lot of that was Tuolumne General, but there's a lot of positions that came out, and with that, ability to get work done, for the public. That was done during the Great Recession, and there's key things the board would like us to get accomplished and services the community would like us to do. But we can't afford everything, but what would be the key positions to consider putting back in? Also looking at options just to consider. Are there things that we could either reduce some levels of service or eliminate entirely? Are there some things in the big scheme aren't as important as others, and look at that? And revenue enhancements, should we consider? We're already looking at our user fees. Someone wants to pay for, they want a building permit and make sure they're paying their full share of cost, recreational services, a gun permit at the sheriff's office, whatever. But should we be considering other revenue enhancements, revisiting things like, sales tax, TOT, those kinds of things? And that's That's no decision. That's not a direction of the board. I want to be really clear about that. But everything needs to be on the table in that discussion. So look to early April, that coming back to the full board for discussion and direction of, you know, how they'd like us to go about rebalancing that budget. And not just for this year, but looking for the next 2 and 3 years, you know, down the road.
Hit on a number of hot-button topics on this weekend's Motherlode Views with CAO Craig Pedro and the board chair for 2018, John Gray. We've got just a couple minutes left on this weekend's show. Supervisor Gray, any closing thoughts?
Yeah, one thing that's going to be happening here on this June ballot is the ambulance assessment for the South County. I don't know if everyone knows out there, but the South County does pay extra for the 24-hour ambulance service. Right now, it's at $70 per year, and the ballot measure is asking for $90 per year. In my opinion, it's money well invested.
And Craig Pedro, closing thoughts?
Yeah, this is off of county government in general, but more about just making our community hum and be its best. I just wanted to make an observation that, we always see turnover in key positions on boards, local boards, and key administrative posts, and that's public and private organizations. And it sure seems like we have an inordinate number of turnovers that are occurring from our sheriff, our treasurer, our county surveyor. We have Margie Bulkin, excellent superintendent of schools. Moving on, we've seen a number of changes in our utility districts, other school districts. And again, change is inevitable. I'm going to mention specifically, the changeover at Sonora Regional as well, or Venice Health Sonora, and their new president there. And those are key community players. And something we've talked about time again is, to make Tuolumne County work, I call it the secret sauce, is the extraordinary relationships that we enjoy with one another. And it's important that if you want good government, you need good people in it. You want the community work, you need good people involved. And that's just something we need to pay attention to. And I appreciate all those people and hope more will be involved in the future.
We'll have to end on that note. We want to thank our guests this weekend, John Gray, who is the chair for the Board of Supervisors for this year, and Craig Pedro, County Administrator. Thank you so much for coming in.
Thank you, BJ.
Welcome.
Again, I'm BJ Hansen. I was your host. We'll be back next week with more of Motherlode Views.
You've been listening to Motherlode Views, a look at the issues important to the quality of life in the Motherlode. Motherlode Views is brought to you by Nate's Tree Service. No job is too big or too small. Call 532-2460.